Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed to have another shir to strengthen ourselves when it comes to Hilchos Lashon Hara and in general just to work on ourselves and to try and better ourselves and to try and understand ourselves, which is one and the same. Baruch Hashem, we are again marching and counting down towards one of the holiest nights of the year, one of the holiest days of the year, as it's the beginning of all of the Yomim Tovim. Pesach is the beginning of every Yom Tov. It's the Rosh Kol HaMoados. It's the head of all of the Yomim Tovim. It ends with Sukkos, even though in our mind, right, we begin with Sukkos because of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, then Sukkos. But as far as Yom Tov goes, Pesach is the true beginning of all the Yomim Tovim. So with that in mind, I'm going to do a halacha, learn a halacha with all of us from Purity of Speech. As we've all been speaking about this, but it's good to just chazer it over, to review it. Page 293, day 111, if anyone wants to see it inside. And here it is. If you are sitting among a group and someone starts talking Lashon Hara, so that's a tough one. Emet Hashem, hopefully the next day we'll talk about before you get there. But here we're talking about where you're sitting down and someone starts talking Lashon Hara. So we've spoken about this, but here is the page where he says it very clearly. The example, you're sitting at a table and you're at your relative's wedding. So we could just say you're sitting at a table on Shabbos, or on Pesach, or at the Seder, right? And someone starts talking. You know, our cousin Yisrael is such an incompetent parent. I pity his kids. What are you required to do, right? Someone just blatantly starts speaking Lashon Hara. It could be your father, it could be your mother, it could be your uncle, it could be your cousin, it could be your brother, your grandparent, it could be somebody. It's a very, very, very tough situation. You're there. What are you supposed to do? So the best thing to do is to stop the person. You could say something like, can we not talk about people, or I don't think we are allowed to talk about him. The outcome will be that you will have prevented many people from committing Lashon Hara. The speaker of talking Lashon Hara and all the listeners, your schus will be immeasurable. Now, of course, easier said than done. The Chavetz Chaim says that we have a responsibility to stop people from talking Lashon Hara. However, big however over here, if you know that the Yetzer Hara will overcome you and you will feel uncomfortable stopping the speaker, which makes sense. It makes sense, especially if it's your parents, your grandparents, or your family members, or whatever, it's hard. It's very hard, or whoever it might be. It could be a very, very respected person. Then you should at least walk away or close your ears with your fingers. Now, you don't have to do that, you know, in front of everyone and say, right? Obviously, right? But it's important to do this. Now, of course, I just want to review this. Of course, this is difficult. As we're going to talk Emir Tashem, hopefully tomorrow or in a few days, the best is not to be in that situation to begin with, but you're in the situation, so it's Lashon Hara. It's terrible. It's like the example I've given is if someone's sitting there with a bat and smashing another person over the head with a bat, and you're going to say, you know what, I'm too uncomfortable to get involved. That's literally what's going on over here. If somebody is doing this, if it is impossible to walk away or close your ears, Then, number one, you can't believe the Lashon Hara. Do not enjoy the conversation. Number two, don't enjoy the conversation. Number three, try not to make any facial expressions, such as smiling, nodding, winking, smirking, which might give the impression that you enjoyed the Lashon Hara. Furthermore, it is praiseworthy to show a disappointed expression, which shows that you are disturbed by the conversation. Again, that's also very tough. This is all Hilchos Lashon Hara, Vav Hei. Unbelievable. Okay, wow. My advice, as I've said many times, is to bring purity of speech, right? I have to say, I'm just saying this just to share, like I'm reading from a purity of speech that my son brought with him from yeshiva. I brought a purity of speech So I'm just saying, like, the one I'm, you know, we did one by at supper, right, Baruch Hashem. We try and do it at every meal in our home, even during the week. So we brought it out. He brought his out. I was like going to tell him, oh, I have mine also. He brought, I'm not saying that because I'm anything. I'm just saying that because I need to always strengthen myself and my family and all of us not to speak Lashon Hara. So it's good to say, you know what? We did this in yeshiva. I learned this from, you know, from this person, whatever excuse. It's always good to start off. And then you could pray. You could daven before the meal. Say, Hashem, please protect me from Lashon Hara. And it might be uncomfortable. Sometimes even when I have guests over my house, so sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable for me, even at my own house, when I'm with a lot of people, it's like, oh, okay, there he goes again, speaking. So sometimes I feel that like, okay, let us just like, leave us alone. Let us just have the conversation. So it is sometimes uncomfortable to initiate the Hilchos Lashon Hara. But I think at the end of the day, everybody will be thankful and learn new things. Okay, Hashem will help all of us. We're just trying. That's all we got to do is learn the halachas and try as best as we can. That's all we are responsible to do. As the Chafetz Chaim promises us that if we learn the halachas, it'll help us prevent from speaking Lashon Hara. Okay, I want to continue in the Seder like we spoke yesterday or a few days ago about the Kadesh Orchatz. Today I want to speak about Karpas. Karpas. So we all know that Karpas is the vegetables, right? Karpas is, we take out the vegetables and we dip it in salt water. Different minhagim, exactly what you're supposed to do. But the halacha basically is karpas, right? Kadesh orchatz karpas. So the question that arises, Reb Shlomo Kluger asks this question. Reb Shlomo Kluger says, why are we doing kadesh orchatz karpas yachatz? And then we get to Magid. Magid is telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Lechora, it would seem that we should start the Seder immediately, right? We have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't have a mitzvah to dip vegetables in salt water. We don't have a mitzvah Kadesh Orchatz. Okay, that a little bit, you know, you start off with Kiddush. That's part of it. You know, we explain why that order, the Kadesh Orchatz. But why the Karpas? What is Karpas? What does eating vegetables have to do with anything? So one of the pshatim, which I think is beautiful, That's Reb Shlomo Kluger, I think, his question. The answer, one of the answers is actually from I want to begin with a sign that we saw in Majdanek, those who came to Poland, the concentration camp, Majdanek. And I took a picture of this sign that was there. And it was said this in Polish from some person, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Again, those who can't remember the past are going to repeat it. Why did we get into Mitzrayim to begin with? In order for us to realize how we get out and how we got out, we want to remember how we got in. How did we get into Mitzrayim to begin with? So Karpas, now listen to this Rashi. This Rashi is just incredible. This Rashi is in Parshas Vayeshev. You could look it up. Pasuk Gimel. And Rashi says, we all know that Yisrael Yaakov Ahavis Yosef. Yisrael Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef. Mikol Banav. Ki Ben Zekunim Hulo. Because he was his youngest. Va'asalo Kisonis Pasim. And he made him what? He made him this colorful coat. Listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says, Pasim, Lashon Kli Milas, Kamo, Karpas, Utcheles. In Megillas Esther, it says, Chur, Karpas, Utcheles. Esther, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, says, Karpas, Utcheles, is Pasim. What is Pasim? It means clothing. Chur, Karpas, Utcheles, Rashi says over there are types of clothing. So the word karpas is connected to Yosef's ksonas pasim. What does that mean? The reason we're eating karpas is to remember, how did we get into Mitzrayim? We're going to talk about Magid. We're going to talk about getting out of Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The night of Pesach is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But how did we get in here to begin with? The way we got in here is through Sinas Chinam, right? Just like they dipped, right? They dipped the cucumber into the salt water. The brothers dipped the ksonas pasim, which is karpas, same word. The karpas into the blood of the goat. To remind us, why are we in Gullus? Why did we get into Mitzrayim? We got into Mitzrayim because of Sinas Chinam, which works with the theme of Pesach. Pesach is all about Dibor. It's all about speech. It's perfect with the Lashon Hara, Hilchos Lashon Hara. There's no greater way for us to get out of this Gullus than working on our speech. Working on, right, that's the Sinas Chinam, as the Chavetz Chaim says, is through the speech. That's where we see it manifest. It's in your heart, and because it's in your heart, you start speaking negatively about other people. And that's what we always say, hurt people hurt people. If I don't go into who I am, I don't, this is what I was thinking about karpas. Everyone knows as a little kid, karpas is samach parach. Right, is the 600,000, right? The Jews parach, avodas parach, working hard. And I was thinking, working hard is just like the vegetable, right? We eat a vegetable. A vegetable grows in the ground. It grows in the dark ground. It's not like a tree where we have a fruit where it's in the light. Vegetables grow in the ground, in the darkness. In order for a person to work on his sinas chinam, he has to work in the darkness. You have to work on your own darkness. You have to work on the pain that you've been through in your past. You have to heal yourself. That's the only way. Yes, we could stop speaking Lashon Hara by learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. But the way to really heal yourself is to go in the dark, to go in the ground, to go where it's cold and wet and I don't want to go there. It's dirty. They're worms, they're bugs. It's scary to go in there. But the only way for us to heal and the only way for us to get to that samach parach, the hard work, is to go there, to go to places that we don't want to go to in order to heal. And then when we heal, we will be zocha to a geula. So maybe that's the reason why we have karpas. The reason we have karpas is because really it's teaching us how we got in to Mitzrayim and why we're still in Mitzrayim in a certain way. We're still in Gullus, right? We're in Gullus, and how I need to really think about my past and think about my hurt and the things that are hurting me in order for me to heal, Oh, I just thought about this, Mamish. I just thought about this right on the spot right now. Thank you, everyone. This is a new chiddush. Never thought about this in my life. Maybe that's why we eat less than a kezias. Why do we eat less than a kezias? Some people actually have the minhag to eat more. My family actually eats a lot. It's one of the big benefits of our Mesorah is we eat a lot of karpas. We don't eat less than a kezias. We eat a lot of karpas. It actually helps to make it through Magid. But okay, that's for a different conversation. If somebody wants a heter for that, I guess you'll have to private message me. But it's definitely our minhag in our family to eat a lot of karpas. But anyway, side point. The minhag is to eat less than a kezias. So I'm thinking, right, that's what most people do. They eat less than a kezias. People are very makbid, right, to eat less than a kezias. And I was just thinking, you know what maybe the pshat is? The pshat is because karpas represents going into your past, going into the dark. Don't take off too much. Take it little by little. Take a little less than a kezias and work on one little thing. One little thing. People think sometimes when you go into your past and you're healing your hurt and your pain, oh gosh, I gotta do it all. I gotta, say everything and live in this crazy hurt pain. Take less than a kezias. A little bit. You do that for, a few years. It takes time. Then eventually you'll heal. Hashem will help each and every one of us We should be zocha as we're getting ready for the holy Seder. We're doing the best we can, right? It's 15 minutes now. 15 minutes. You just spent 15 minutes trying to connect to yourself, trying to connect to Hashem. We're all trying to connect to each other. It should be a wonderful Yom Tov, a wonderful preparation for Yom Tov for everyone. And let's just continue when we're with our families. Let's try and continue to strengthen our Hilchos Lashon Hara as we're hanging out with friends. And let's continue to strengthen that. And let's take a lesson of Keziah's to heal. Take one little thing and say, let me heal. It takes a long time to heal, by the way. It takes a long time. Hashem should help us all. Thank you so, so much for listening. And of course, feedback for me is a chizuk for me. It strengthens me. It's inspiring for me to know that you're with me, that we're all together on this journey. Have a wonderful, wonderful first day afternoon, first evening of the rest of your life.